Well, to Aleppo, Syria now, where there had been a ceasefire ahead of what was assumed would soon be the fall of the rebel-held eastern part of the city to forces loyal to Bashar al-Assad. But fighting has resumed, trapping tens of thousands of civilians in East Aleppo before they could evacuate. The carnage from the government forces on the ground is reportedly unspeakable. Yesterday, Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., told the U.N. Security Council that the Syrian government, along with its allies, Russia and Iran, bears responsibility for the slaughter of civilians.
Are you truly incapable of shame? Is there literally nothing that can shame you? Is there no act of barbarism against civilians, no execution of a child that gets under your skin, that just creeps you out a little bit? Is there nothing you will not lie about or justify?
NPR's Allison Muse is in Beirut. She's been talking to people on the ground in Aleppo. Allison, what are they saying?
People on the ground in those last rebel-held districts say shelling attacks have resumed, and so have airstrikes. At dawn today, people had gathered to evacuate in the rain with whatever life possessions they could carry, and then they heard the deal had hit a snag. One man I've been speaking to says the bombing is back to the way it was before, and maybe even worse. This isn't happening in a vacuum, rights monitors and Syrian state media say rebels have also resumed shelling on the government side. And on both sides, you have a heavy concentration of people who've been recently displaced. So civilians are really paying the highest price for this resumption of hostilities.
Now, well, what happened to the ceasefire? It was announced yesterday by Turkey, Russia, which, of course, is backing Syrian forces. And it was announced by the Syrian rebels. So what happened?
It's not completely clear, but opposition activists say an Iranian-backed militia stopped the evacuation. They want victims from their side evacuated from two pro-government villages in northern Syria, which are besieged by rebels. I spoke to a contact who has relatives trapped in those villages, and he described an awful situation that rebels have upped shelling attacks, and his family members even fled their house because it was a target. And the injured there can't be evacuated either because of a deal with another area besieged by the regime. So you can see how complicated these deals get. And with all these warring parties and their backers, it's so easy for politics and military strategy to take over and civilian lives to kind of hang in the balance. And people are still hoping this will go through. They had prepared to leave, packed their possessions, videotaped goodbye videos, and now everyone's kind of in a holding pattern.
Yeah. Well, and you remind us that Iran is also joining Russia in backing Assad's forces and Assad. So what are civilians hoping for? We understand, you know, there are bodies in the streets that the White Helmet volunteer rescuers can't even keep up with the carnage. What are civilians hoping for?
As we know, there's thousands, tens of thousands of people believed to be trapped there, and they have been living in a siege in the recent period. So, as you said, they have very little supplies to care for the wounded, and it's a desperate situation. So despite the fact that nobody wants to leave home, they do want to live, and they are hoping, according to people I talked to, for this evacuation to go forward, and the UN and the international community are certainly calling for that.
Yeah. Well, and remind us, you know, we all know or should know what Aleppo is now, but remind us why it's so important in the bigger picture. How much of the country is rebel versus government controlled when it comes to the Syrian civil war? Because we also know that ISIS is involved battling the Syrian government. So give us the bigger picture.
Aleppo is important because it's the last major city where the rebels really had a strong foothold. And the rebel losses in recent weeks have been stunning. It's a big turnaround for the Assad regime, which had vowed to take the city back by force and indeed seems set on doing that, even if an evacuation is agreed last minute. And for the rebellion, this is the beginning of a very different phase. If they evacuate, where will they go? They will go either to Idlib province, where very hardline rebel groups dominate, and the West may be unlikely to give strong backing, or at least backing that would allow them to turn the tables. And if they go to northern Aleppo countryside, the Turkish operations there are focused on ISIS and preventing a Kurdish autonomous state on their border. So this is a very different goal than these people took to the streets for in 2011.
That's NPR's Allison Mews in Beirut following the fighting in Aleppo. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.